It was really struck the other day with Lungpa Mahabhu's talk, where he was talking about silence or peace. When you get to that peaceful mind, that's the gathering place for the defilements.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is that also, you think of that in terms of the underlying tendencies?
Well, those would be sort of like underlying tendencies, or there'd be more like that's where you have to work with the underlying tendencies. That's where you have to, that's where they need to be seen clearly in order to relinquish. So I think like with Ajahn Mahabhu, I think he in particular uses that image because it's there's a tendency to it's a tendency in all of us to, once we experience a feeling of peace and brightness and clarity, then we think, wow, it's all done with. But really what we're experiencing is peace and clarity. But within that, there's still those underlying tendencies and the tendencies to delusion. So then it would, one needs to look a bit deeper, look a bit more carefully, so that it, one isn't just taking the mood of the settled mind and assuming that to be an attainment, or to be complacent with it. So, okay, that's all I need to do is make my mind peaceful.
The way I was looking at it too, to see if this is correct, is like when the mind is silent, it's like I said, you kind of abandon them, they're not there, but they do arise again.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And if you're in the silence, you can actually, then you have to see it. So it's like,
right. Yeah, and that's where the mind is very silent and still is where we need to be willing to look a bit more closely.